Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A recent briefing at the Pentagon painted a picture of the war on terror at an end, but the war is anything but over. For example, take the spread of the Boko Haram, an al-Qaeda-linked group attacking Christians in Nigeria. Dr. Musa Asaki is the General Secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria. CAN hopes to get some help from The Hague.
Our attorneys are looking into that, and it's going to be soon. But we have not made a timeline.
It doesn't stop the gospel, but he admits fear is hard to overcome.
Pray for the leadership of the church that will continue to focus on God's word and preach the message of love even in these difficult times.
Elsewhere, an Uzbek pastor fleeing persecution sought asylum in Kazakhstan. Open Doors USA reports the government denied his petition and held him for deportation. He's been released, but only after his case got international traction. He's also been banned from Kazakhstan until 2017. As of now, he and his family are in seclusion in Europe. Pray for God's direction in the outreach and ministry of this family. And do you know how to lay block for a building?
If you are skilled in block laying, we would love to have you come on our trip.
Howie Hooper says Orphan's Heart is sending construction teams down to Haiti. Block layers are needed to finish phase one of the new orphanage that they're building. The Haiti earthquake in 2010 destroyed much of Port-au-Prince, including the Bon Repos orphanage. Since then, 60 kids have been living in tent cities.
If you can swing a hammer, or if you can push a wheelbarrow, or if you know how to lay block, we need you.
Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas. When you help M&N with your best gift, you'll be giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and we'll send you this great CD, too. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.